It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny day today, mid-50s, sunny tomorrow, mid-60s, Friday increasing clouds and afternoon rain, 65 to 70, and then the rain will taper to showers on Saturday, windy, about 60. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Well, election night was last night, and it's dragging into today throughout the country. In the Senate race in Connecticut, Senator Richard Blumenthal won a third term in office, fending off the challenge from first-time candidate Leona Levy, a Republican who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Now, in the U.S. House race, District 5, that is neck and neck right now, with 96% of the vote in. There needs to be a vote come in from the Northwest portion of the state of Connecticut. Hayes and Logan are going back and forth, each around 50% of the vote. Now, in the Connecticut State Senate District 30, with 90% of the precincts reporting, Stephen Harding was 53% and Zimmerman was 47%. In District 64, with 100% of the precincts reporting, Maria Horn won re-election with 64% of the vote and DuPont with only 36% of the vote. The question to allow early voting, it looks like it's going to pass with about 50% of the precincts reported in. That was leading 59% to 41%. Now, in New York State, the governor's race, Kathy Hochul defeated Lee Zeldin 52% to 47%. Sean Patrick Maloney trails Mike Lawler as Westchester returns still to be counted. Lawler, part of the cadre of young Hudson Valley Republicans, had a substantial lead early Wednesday evening over five-term incumbent Sean Patrick Maloney, one of the Republicans' biggest targets nationally. Speaking to his supporters at 2 a.m., Lawler said he was not quite ready to declare victory, but said when all the votes were counted, he would prevail. It appears Dutchess County and the city of Poughkeepsie will have new leadership following the election day, in which Republicans had success in the Mid-Hudson Valley. Republican Mark Molinaro, Dutchess County executive since 2012, declared victory and held a commanding lead with all voting precincts reported in a race to represent the 19th Congressional District, an area which no longer includes Dutchess. Molinaro granted 50.25% of the vote counted on Tuesday, while Ithaca Democrat Josh Riley received 48.07. Riley did not concede as of early this morning. Meanwhile, Rob Rollison, the Republican City of Poughkeepsie mayor, bested Democrat Julie Shioshi to represent the 39th State Senate District, the newly created area in the redistricting progress. Rollison earned 51.3% of the vote to Shioshi's 44.84. In Massachusetts, William Smitty Pignatelli appears headed for re-election in the 3rd Berkshire District. Preliminary results show that Smitty Pignatelli outstripped Green Party Rainbow candidate Michael Lavery. Lavery, a Beckett Select Board member who ran on the party's broader far-left ideological platform, had to overcome Pignatelli's experience and practical sensibilities. Now, meanwhile, in Massachusetts, they elected the first governor in the U.S. that is a lesbian. Healy, the state's first woman open daily candidate elected to office, defeated Republican Jeff Deal, a former state representative who had the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. In news out of Great Barrington, a Hartford police lieutenant was arrested and later put on desk duty after he was charged last month with allegedly hitting his girlfriend while on vacation at a Berkshire's hotel. Hartford, Connecticut police Lieutenant Louise Rees was charged with a count of assault and battery on a family or household member after midnight on October 23rd. He pleaded not guilty. The East Hartford resident was arrested after a witness called police and reported he had seen a man hitting a woman while they walked up a flight of stairs to a room at the Travelodge on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington, according to a police report. Taking a look at some meetings going on locally in our area. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon, planning and zoning at 5:30. In North Canaan, the Board of Finance meets tonight at 7:30 in Falls Village. The Recreation Commission meets at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, at 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee meets via Zoom. Millerton, the Planning Board meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. In Dover, New York, a special town meeting on the 2023 budget, a public hearing, happens tonight from 6:30 till 7:30. In Hillsdale, at town board in the town of Hillsdale will meet and hold a public hearing on the budget in Hillsdale, New York. That happens tomorrow prior to the town board meeting at 7 p.m. In Northeast New York, the town board has their regular meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then at 7:15, they'll review. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,160.83. The NASDAQ starts off the day today at 10,616.20, and the S&P 500 at 3828.11. We'll check the tri-state forecast. That'll come up in just a few moments.